start out with 5.2
This call is being recorded.
Starting out with 5.2 hertz chime. Now I invite everyone to take a couple of deep breaths and get settled. Remember to wiggle those toes. I welcome you, beloved family, to this perfect moment. I hope you have settled yourselves in a comfortable, seated or lying down position in your beautiful space, filled with love. Now visualize yourself holding out your arms out to your side. See that this is the diameter of your pillar of light, a beautiful, seamless pillar of golden white light, which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment forward in this eternal instant. Now visualize beloved Master Saint Germain and his violet flame angels inside your pillar of light. Feel the love, the power, and the purity all around you, and breathe it in. The violet flame consumes and transmutes all past and present mistakes, known and unknown, seen and unseen, from the beginning of time till the now. It frees you from all negative vibrations. Now see the violet flame outside your pillar of light for added protection. We now call upon Archangel Michael and his blue sword. He hands the sword to you. Feel how it fits in your hand. This brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Now bring it to your heart chakra and set your intention. Now raise it up and swing it around your head and then around your entire body and twice under your feet. Now feel how you've cleared yourself, cutting yourself free. This includes any and all discordant entities which you may have attracted to yourself unknowingly. And now we lovingly release them into the golden white light of source. See how the violet flame consumes all these energies you have released and feel the freedom you have achieved. Now take a moment and look down your pillar of light. It is bottomless. It continues into Gaia, inner earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now look above you. See your pillar of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens and connects you to the great central sun. And now we say, thank you, beloved, mighty I Am Presence, for this pillar of light, which keeps me invincible, invisible, invulnerable, and untouchable to all negative vibrations, and keeps me free now and forevermore, and from this moment forward, until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And I thank thee, it is done, it is complete, and it is fulfilled and manifested in God's most holy name, I Am. And so it is, and so mote it be. I Am.
Now remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus on your breath. As you take a deep breath in now, breathing in the light, hold it for a few seconds, and exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Let that go out with the exhalation of your breath. You take another deep breath in, breathing in the light. holding it, and exhale out any darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and all of your chakra centers, and see all 9 chakras now in perfect alignment from the Earth Star chakra just below your feet all the way up to the Soul Star chakra just above your head, and all of the chakras in between. All of these energy vortices within your body. And as you focus on each one, and each one with their respective color, make sure to raise the intensity of each color. So starting at the bottom with the Earth Star Chakra, deep earth brown. Next chakra moving up at the base of the spine, red. Deep ruby red color, bright. Next orange. Next at the solar plexus, bright, bright yellow. Yellow as the sun. Moving up to the heart center, deep blue green. Just above the heart center, the high heart center now, magenta. Beautiful, high vibratory color by magenta. The next at the throat area, sky blue. Then the third eye chakra at the middle of the forehead, associated with the pineal gland. Purple or indigo, and the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver, and then finally the 9th chakra, just above your head, pure brilliant white. Now see all of those chakras in perfect alignment, their respective colors and the intensity of those colors, and feel the vibration within each of those chakras. Notice as you raise the intensity of the colors, the frequency of the color, the vibration increases there as well. And you may begin to feel your entire body beginning to vibrate. And if not, that is okay. Just let it be what it is. Know that every time that you do this, you are activating your etheric body, your energy body. Now become aware of the violet flame within you. How the violet flame now begins to expand and grow until it has completely engulfed your etheric, your astral, and your physical body as well. Feel the burning of this violet flame all around you. Know that as it burns, it is burning away all the old programming. If you allow it to do this, you are burning away all the old programming associated with all the memories from long, long past. All that is no longer needed in your life. Just let that go. Let it all burn away. Just as a fire burns away all the old, and then from that is born again anew, feel that within yourself now. You are burning away the programming. The programming is being dispersed more and more and more. Being replaced now by the new you, the new, the I am presence within you. It has always been there, is now, always shall be. Feel that I am presence now, all around you. As this flame burns out the old and brings on the new. And let yourselves now begin to rise up, go through your third eye center as a doorway or a window into the astral world. And feel that disconnect from your physical body, your astral and etheric body now leaving your physical body, still being attached, but also disconnected from it. Feel yourself pulling away from your physical body, leaving it down below you as you rise up. At the same time, see the violet flame now expanding and growing further and further out. Just let it expand out all the way, all across the entire planet, connecting with all the other violet flames all around the planet, merging as one great violet flame surrounding the entire planet, engulfing the planet, burning away all the old programming within the collective consciousness itself. All the old programming being replaced by the new programming, the new reality, the new creation that is each and every one of you. Each and every one of you are bringing this creation into being, bringing the creation of the new earth, the new golden age of Gaia. Let yourselves now in your astral and etheric body continue to rise until you've past the Earth's atmosphere. You become aware of all the planets in the solar system, the galaxies beyond, all of the ships that are surrounding the planet. And then see the Earth, but see her in her new splendor of the fifth dimensional frequency and higher. She is now finding herself in that higher frequency vibration, leaving the third dimensional illusion behind, still holding a place, though, for all those of the collective humanity that are still entrenched within this third dimensional illusion. Know that this illusion will only be held for so long, and at some point it will be gone forever. Those that are not ready to go with her will not. But for now, focus on the new creation, your creation. See the Earth as you want to see her. See her as she is, but also see her as you are wanting to create with nature, the beautiful flowers and the trees, plants, the grasses, the valleys, the mountains, sky, blue sky, blue even turning into other colors as well, for the atmosphere itself completely cleaned out. Pristine as it is meant to be, and as you are creating it to be. But again, this is your creation. You as the collective you are creating the entire planet the way you want her to be. Just as you all created the third dimensional illusion, the matrix. You created everything within it. So too are you now and going to more and more create the new higher expression of the Earth, of Gaia, in her fifth dimensional experience. So for a moment, see the vistas of the Earth now, in this higher vibrational expression. Beautiful valleys, the mountains, the oceans, the lakes, the rivers, all pristine, crystal clear. Look at the oceans themselves and see how clear the water is. You can see all of the aquatic life beneath the surface of the ocean. Think about it as the beautiful oceans that even that you see now in certain areas, where the aqua blue that you see within the ocean, see that now everywhere. Again, see the flowers, the fruits on the trees growing to larger and larger expressions of themselves. The animals, the humans, all coming together as one. This is the new Earth. She was always meant to be. Now allow yourselves to begin to drift back. Come back to your physical form, bringing your astral and etheric body back in. Tucking yourself back in. Feel the higher vibration within your physical body. Feel your body being alive. And anything that was disturbing the balance within your body, feel that being gone now. Feel it all being alleviated. The higher vibrational frequency within you. And know that higher frequency within your body will heal anything within your body. If you can maintain that higher vibration, is when you can no longer maintain that higher vibration, and balance is broken, that is when disease, illnesses begin to seep in. Also, of course, from your old programming, old patterns that you brought in from past lifetimes, or those things that happened within this lifetime itself. Know that if you keep your vibration high, there can be no illness, no disease, no pain within your body. For the energy would flow freely with no obstructions throughout your body, all of the meridians within your body flowing freely, no blockages. That is where you are all headed. Now let yourselves come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed within your physical form. Astral and etheric and your physical body all working together now. And I am Saint Germain. I come to be with you at this time to continue those things which we have been working on together. Not working on you, but working on this together as one. All of us that work with this group, that work with each and every one of you, all of your guides, all of those that tend to help you along the way, help you along the process. You all have them. You have a team. Each one of you have a team that are working with you, have been for some time and will continue to do so. And when the time comes, and it is coming, where you are ready to move on to the next part of your mission, those ones will be there to help and guide you through the process. Just as they are guiding you now through the ascension process and the transition that is in process now throughout the planet. And yes, indeed, this is a transition you are in right now. Make no mistake about it. This is that transition that has been foretold for many thousands and thousands of years. You are at that cusp, at that point, certainly of no return. As the darkness continues to recede across the planet more and more, and light continues to shine forth and illuminate any further pockets of darkness. Yes, it does seem for many that the darkness still resides here. But those of the darkness are finding themselves more and more pushed into a corner where they are becoming desperate to fight back. And that is what you are seeing now as all of this is occurring across the planet. More and more and more people are awakening to those processes, those old programmings, those old playbook that those of the forces of darkness have held on to for so long. But that playbook no longer works. For those of the forces of light are fully aware of that playbook now, and are doing everything they can to counter every move that the dark make. That is the process that you are seeing now. Even though it appears that the darkness, the dark ones, are winning, they are certainly not. For it is the illusion coming down all around them now. The illusion of separation is finding the final end of all of this process. You are coming closer and closer and closer to the great changeover that you have been hearing about, speaking about. It is in process now, but the final moments are indeed approaching. Can I say when? No, of course not. For it is all dependent on man's consciousness as more and more are awakening across the planet. But it will take more yet still to awaken to the general, awaken to the general public all that is occurring, so that more and more of the multitude of people that are still in that sleep mode, when they begin to awaken more, that is when you will see the major changes. But for now, those changes are indeed in process. You are seeing it in various members of the dark forces that are being rounded up, are being brought to justice. Even though it is not showing to the general public, it is showing to those that have eyes to see and ears to hear. So keep knowing that you are in the process of a full awakening across the planet. And there is nothing and no one at this point that can stop the momentum that has been gained by those of the forces of light. And those of you, of course, are part of these forces of light, known as the boots on the ground, if you will. And all of you working together with those of the Alliance, with those that have joined from many different planets and galaxies, are all here to bring this process forward. And it cannot be stopped, will not be stopped, and is indeed moving ahead very rapidly now, as the changes will continue to show themselves. And even for those that are looking for proof, they shall have their proof as well. I am Saint Germain, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, that you all continue on through this great changeover that is in process, and that you find the freedom and the understanding of who you are throughout this process. Mani Padme Om. Greetings to you, one who serves here, Shoshana here, and we are ready to continue with this process and ready for your questions if you have them. You can unmute your phones now and ask your questions.
I have a question.
Yes.
Hi. Greetings. This is Orv. Before about the mirror people, the mermaid people, the civilization that's in the ocean. We talk about inner Earth. We never talked about the mirror people. I was wondering if you could comment on that.
All we can say on that is yes, they do exist. They are real. And there will come a time when they will be revealed, just as many within the higher vibrational frequencies in terms of those that have somewhat disappeared to mankind, but for those that have eyes to see and ears to hear, they have been there all along, your elves, your sprites, your everything of the Devic evolution are all there, and they will also be coming to an understanding as part of the awakening that is happening here. So yes, they are there. Shoshana, do you have anything to add?
We will share on this, if we may share, dear brother.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. Sure.
Dear brother, these that have been called mermen, mermaids, the merpeople. This is an advanced civilization. And they do not show themselves too often because the world is not ready for them. These are advanced beings that stay by the ocean, they build their cities within the ocean where they will be safe from the cultures of man, from the attitude of man. So if you, by chance, run across one of these wonderful beings, embrace them as they are pure loving beings. Namaste.
Very good. Would there be other questions here?
Yes, I have a question. Can you hear me?
Wait.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay. Yes, I'm wondering if you can reveal, has the new financial system been put in place? And the reason I'm asking is because I'm in a dilemma whether or not to file taxes. And I'm trying not to like to go in the state of wait, and impatiently waiting for this to happen. However, I was wondering if you can give guidance in how to go about this, to go with the system, but also not to give any more of the energy life source to those of the dark. Would it be, if it is in place, is there a way to like write the checks to the new financial system in that way the debt can be erased? So that's the reason I'm asking.
It is not for us to tell you whether to do this or not do this, to pay your taxes or not pay your taxes. That is something that the individual needs to ascertain for themselves. We can tell you, though, that the new financial system is in the works here. It is coming into process quite soon, as we can see it here. And this will change a great deal. But remember, it is a transition here that you are moving through. So it will not be what the James calls from 0 to 60 in 2 seconds. It will not happen in that way. It will transition through this. And you will find that those of the forces of darkness that are behind your central banking system and all of this will find their fall here quite rapidly here, as we are finding it. So the system that you are speaking of, this new quantum financial system, is in place and ready to become a reality. But again, it will be part of the transition. So we cannot tell you what to do here. Just know, ask within yourself as to how to proceed here. That is our answer. Shoshana?
Oh, we will add to this. May we add to this perspective, dear one?
Oh, yes, please. Thank you.
Dear sister, many see the filing as a way to receive money. There is another aspect to this. And if you may be eligible for a refund, as they call it. So rather than have the idea that this is a bad thing, this is something that you do not wish to participate in, we find that in many cases, this institution known as the IRS gives money away. We see it that way as well. So of course, as one who serves has given, it is up to you. But it is not always what it looks like, what it seems to be. Namaste.
Very good.
Thank you.
Any further questions?
I have a question.
Yes.
The so-called Queen of Canada, self-proclaimed as far as I can tell, do you see her, that she has any actual power or some kind of figurehead? Or what's your reading about her, if you will?
We have answered this question before, because it is on the minds of many now that are beginning to understand who this one is and what she has come to do here. And we can tell you the same answer that was given previously. She is part of this transition that is happening here and will become more and more pronounced here as the weeks and even maybe the months here go by here. So know that it is all part of the plan to by that of by those of the forces of light, the Alliance, and all of this that are bringing this plan to fruition here, or this part of the plan, we should say here, which is involving the complete takeover of all of the old regime here, and bringing on the new regime, which this one is very well a part of here. That is all we can say on her, though. Shoshana, do you have anything to
add? We will share our perspective, dear sister. May we share?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, the truth of the matter is that no being really has power over another unless that being wishes to give it to the other. So when you say, does this being have power? This being has power to the extent that you will give them power. And this being that you speak of has influence. And she is accumulating influence over many to do the right thing, to move forward in consciousness, to free the people of Canada, to free the people of the world. That is the perspective of the being that you are speaking of. So we must say that she is an influencer, and to the extent that she influences, many will offer her power. Namaste.
Very good. Would there be any further questions here? Then we do have an email question, which is concerning the new earth and those that are moving through this transition and moving through the ascension process. They will move, please, we change this. They are not moving anywhere. They are going to become a part of this new earth, the new golden age of Gaia, if you will, and they will continue on in this higher vibration. Those of you that are moving through this ascension process, as we have said many times, are being prepared and preparing yourselves for being the first wave of this ascension. You will continue on in with Gaia, or at some point you will have a choice to stay here or move on. That will be up to you. And there will be those, though, that are not ready for this, and they will be accommodated as well. Accommodated to being in a new earth, we will say here. Another planet that is very similar to this. All is being prepared, though, and no one will be left out. Everyone will be moving through this based on their consciousness at that time. Okay, Shoshana, do you have
we do not know the question here.
The question is about those that are moving through this. Well, there will be a separation. This is what this one is wanting to know about, the separation between those that are moving on in this ascension process with the earth here and those that are not. That is what we are saying here.
We will make a comment. There is no real separation. There is only oneness.
Yes.
Namaste.
Very good. Then we are done for the time. We need to release channel. Do you have anything that you...
We do not.
Okay. Then we just simply say, hold on here. Hold on to the line, hold the direction that you are moving through. You are all moving through this transition and finding your way through it. It can be a difficult way at times, but it is dependent on how you see it. And that is what you need to know, that it is all dependent on how you see things. See the beauty or see the ugliness. That is up to you. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.